This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ bar.
Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 9 plant protein bars, 8 hydration mixes, and 4 mushroom coffee sticks. And now you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping when you go to IQBar.com today and enter promo code BAR20 to get this exclusive offer for our listeners. That's IQBAR.com, promo code BAR20 to get 20% off, plus free shipping. IQBar.com, code BAR20.
Moncrief on News Talk.
If you get to walk through a forest, do you know what you're looking at? Apart from the trees, that is. Pat Neville is Forest Communications Manager with Cuailnge. Pat, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. Thanks a mil for having me on.
Now, you're going to be doing tours, is it at Lochee Forest Park next weekend, is it?
Next weekend. That's one coming. Part of the Night and Day Festival, yeah. So there'll be nature walks in the forest in Lochee Forest and Activity Park in County Roscommon.
Yeah. So when you're, if you go through different forests, are there different things to look out for? And I mean, you know, let's leave trees aside, but like creatures and activity going on.
Yeah, definitely. No two walks in the forest, Sean, I'd say, are ever the same. And it depends. You can go to the same forest and it can be quite different. Depends on the type or the time of day that you go there and the time of year. So a good example, if you go super early in the morning, all the birds are going to be singing. So you'll hear the birds. Mm. And there's lovely apps you can get in your phone now. There's one called Merlin. Your listeners might know it. You can put it on your phone, press record on it, and really quickly it'll tell you all the birds you're listening to, which is really, really cool. And then after a while, I know you've just been talking about artificial intelligence. It probably uses it for that. But after a while, you can train your own ear to hear it, which is really good.
Yeah.
Actually, I heard a cool thing on the radio last week. Sean Ronayne, you might know, he's an ornithologist who records all the birds in Ireland, and he said that, you know, at the start of the breeding season, the males will sing really loudly. They have an intricate, complicated song to attract females. But once they've made it and they have a nest, the male will continue to sing, but his song gets quite dull and boring because he's done his work and he can kind of relax and let himself go.
They're married and bitter
at
that point.
He's in the kind of comfy, let himself go.
Yes, the stage. Do all forests contain bats?
Yeah, they do, actually. So we have 9 different species of bats in Ireland, and most of them really, really like trees. They don't like flying in the open because they're wary of predators. Obviously, they fly around at night. First thing to say, that expression, blind as a bat, they're definitely not blind. They have really good eyesight, but they use echolocation, like submarines. So they fire out sound from their mouth, from their mouth nose. It pings back, and they know exactly where insects, branches, so they can fly really, really well at night. And we've 9 different species in Ireland, from the tiny little pipistrelle bat, which will fit into a matchbox, weighs about the same as a euro coin, up to bigger bats like Daubenton's, the river's bat, and our rarest bat, which is the lesser horseshoe, found on the west coast. That's kind of a bit like the Dracula bat. Hangs, the only one we have that hangs upside down, wraps its wings around itself like those old horror movies we watched when we were kids.
Yeah, and so during the day, where are they?
During the day, so bats have a lovely life cycle. So around this time of the year, they're beginning to wake up. They're the only mammal we have besides the hedgehog that kind of truly hibernates. So they're waking up this time of year when it's getting brighter and warmer and the insects are flying around. So they have a winter roost and they all kind of live together and begin to disperse when it's getting brighter and warmer. So this time of year is a good time to see and hear them. But then a few things happen. So they'll disperse and the girls will get together and form a maternity roost. So girls are in charge. There's a big matriarchy going on. The boys are kicked out. They usually have about 1 young per year. And people think they're kind of like birds. They're mammals. So they feed their young on milk. And they have 1 pup each, 1 young. So the bats go out and feed themselves and they take turn minding each other's kids. So there's
It takes a village stuff.
It does
going
take
on
a village. And there's a nice system there. And anyone who has had bats in their attic or might hear this lovely like chirping noise that they make. And researchers think now that we thought we heard the start just chirping, but there's quite complex communication going on, saying I might be going out now to feed, will you mind that awkward one over there, and I'll be back later, then it's your turn to go out. So there's a really, really good system in place. So after about 6 or 7 weeks, the young are big enough, they'll stop drinking milk and they'll go out and fly and look for their own food, and then the females will go out again. And this is maybe where the males get their bit of revenge. So they've been out on their own all this time, living solitary or in smaller groups, and they'll set up their own territories. And they'll try and attract females into it.
So, and how do they do that?
They do that by kind of scaring off the other bats to say, I am Mr. Cool, Mr. Big Bat, say, yeah, on my zone. And if I have a big zone, that could be full of insects and it might be an attractive place for a female to come. So the best male can have a harem of females. So he'll,
because of all the insects.
Because of all the insects, and he scared the other guys away, and that's his space to do what he does. So they'll mate, and then the females very cleverly, they can implant, they don't ovulate over the winter, and so they won't become pregnant until spring, even though they mate in the autumn. So as so they can delay it right over the winter and then start the gestation in the early spring. So as the evenings get colder and autumn comes in and it gets darker and there's less food around, they all come back to be friends again, and they go back right where we started into that winter roost, which is sometimes like an old building or up in the attic, to answer your first question, on somewhere very secure where the temperature doesn't vary. We don't have too many caves in Ireland. In Europe, that's what they really love, because the temperature doesn't vary that much. So summertime, you'll find roosts in trees and old sheds and things under wooden cladding they really like as well. So yeah, you find them in lots of places.
Yeah.
They actually do us a lot of good. So they eat, you know, those midges that bite us, like the smallest bat we have. If you can fit a pencil through a hole, a pipistrelle can crawl through it. So that's how they're getting into these little spaces. And they eat, each individual animal eats about 3,000 midges per night. So they're doing us a good job.
Okay. And so if you go for a walk at night in a forest and the bats are out.
Yeah.
Will they avoid us?
Or will they
you know, sit in your head and look for midges to eat?
Yeah, there's that kind of thing that, a bat, it won't happen to me, but that kind of where a bat flew in and I got my hair or I found a bat in the house. They're usually young males who've been kicked out of the matriarchy and they're trying to kind of figure out where they're going. So they're interested in the trees and the insects that are around the trees. So they won't buzz into your head. They'll be high up kind of feeding. If you do ever find a bat on the ground, they're not good on the ground. So they have wings that they use as a kind of hang glider. So they fall off a height, drop their wings, get the speed up and go. So on the ground, they're very vulnerable. So if you ever find a bat on the ground, just gently put on a leaf or something, lift it up somewhere high, and then they can take off themselves really easy. So
yeah,
they never like the ground, but they like the heights.
Someone says from time to time, we found bats in our house.
Yeah.
Are they dangerous in terms of disease or bacteria?
No, not at all. Not at all. They're really nice things to have in your house. They'll eat the midges as well. Even their droppings are powdery and dry. They're not wet or smelly at all. Mm. So you'll much likely hear them. Or if you go out early in the evening time, you'll see them. When they come out, they do a kind of acrobatic fly, a kind of, yay, I'm out, spin around a bit outside and then take off. So they'll buzz around this time of the evening, about 7 or 8. And then the same time, about 4 or 5 in the morning when they come back, they'll buzz around and then find somewhere. So they'll do you no damage whatsoever. And if you have them in your house, it's a sign that nature in your area is pretty good.
Yeah. So. And so in Lochee and the walks you'll be doing, what kind of creatures are you hoping to be able to show people?
We'll see lots of things. So loads of different trees in Lochee. There's lots of broadleaf, big old veteran trees as well. So there's oak, there's ash trees, there's lime trees, sycamore, chestnut, there's conifer trees like Norway spruce, Sitka spruce, Scots pine and lovely western red cedar. Forest flowers this time of year is really nice. We're coming to the end, the bluebells, primrose, foxglove, and those flowers that bloom in the forest, they bloom in kind of April to May. So they need to come up, bloom, get their business done before all the leaves fully come out and the forest gets dark.
Yeah.
So we're coming into the tree season now and coming to the end of the plant season or the flowering season, but there's loads of lovely flowers to see as well.
Yeah, indeed. Pat, thanks so much for coming in to us today. That was Pat Neville there, Forest Communications Manager with Quilche.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.